But I don't know. You got to be careful about such things. So phone lines are open, 644-9334. You can also send an instant message to the show. Screen name is Shred and Reagan.
Baubles, bangles, hear how they jing jing a ling.
You know, there's this mob tour that's going on here. It's a guy named Mike Rizzo. And Mike Rizzo, we got an email about this guy. Like, he was voted in Hutch Tech the guy most likely to make $1 million.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't know that, did you? But, you know, but Mike Rizzo is the guy who's holding these tours. It's called the Mob Tours. And you can go to themobtours.com. And you'll be able to see some of the things that they take you to see while you're on a mob tour. You pile you into a bus, drive around Niagara Falls, and you get a chance to see some of the haunts of various mob moments in Western New York, at least for the moment in Niagara Falls. I don't know. We got to ask the guy, do they go further or whatever? Oh, that's, it looks fun, though, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, just if you like The Sopranos, Goodfellas, any of that kind of stuff, you're going to like this.
Yeah. Mike, you run the mob tours, huh?
I do.
Interesting. How, first of all, did you get started in this?
Kind of fell in the family.
Fell in the family. What are you going to give us? Like, oh, hey, listen, I can get someone killed if you talk to me. So are you related to Magadino in any way?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But in a roundabout way, my father actually had a cousin who was a member back in the 60s.
Right, right. And so you probably heard stories. The tour itself is interesting because it's kind of new. What exactly do you do? Do you take people on a bus, drive them around Niagara Falls?
Yeah, we do. We hop on a bus. We cruise through wonderful Niagara Falls on the American side, show them some locations where different things happened, gambling locations, where they lived, headquarters, just a bunch of different places, play music along the way, have a good time.
Now, I wanted to ask you, is there a famous hit site up in the falls, you know, where there was a famous murder or anything like that?
You know, the falls weren't really where a lot of that happened. They took care of that stuff in Buffalo or in Tonawanda and other areas. In the falls itself, there wasn't a lot of murders. It was where they lived and did a lot of their business, so they didn't do too much of that.
You don't blank where you live.
Got it.
There
got
you
it.
Go. Okay. That's the story. Stefano Magadino is probably... No, by the way, you said your uncle was involved at one point, or you got
it? It was like a cousin. great cousin or something.
Does he ride along, sipping anisette, nodding and going, that's right, that's how it goes, Mikey?
No, he's not even around. I don't know where he is anymore. But,
that's the right answer, Mike.
Boy.
we're starting to get some stories from people, though, that not everybody wants to talk, though. They start to say something, and then they're like, oh, no, I don't really want to talk.
You drive past the gorge. Uncle Mikey's down there. Hey.
Exactly.
But you have had people already on your tour that knew something and sort of wanted to talk?
Well, a few people on the tour, but some other people along the way while we were preparing to open up. Some people have come along that have known things and they don't all want to say anything yet. They're still afraid.
Yeah, sure. We're on with Mike. He runs the Mob Tours. It says, we'll take you for a ride.
Right.
And you can check out themobtours.com. He will take you on a mob tour through Niagara Falls. Do you go into Buffalo at all? Do you hit the other sites or you just keep it in the falls?
Right now, no. I mean, originally we had planned to do the Buffalo side too, but with the 190 ride, it made it too long. We're going to plan a longer tour down the road that will probably like include a dinner and stuff and Buffalo side.
Yeah, and a stop at the foot of Ferry, that would be a good thing. Mike, let me ask you something. There was this pizza restaurant that used to make great pizza, and it was called Rockets.
Yes.
On Pine. And they closed it down. Maybe they're back open again. I don't know. But they used to have Stefano Magadino's stuff
right. Nailed
on the wall. First of all, is it still open?
Rockets is gone. I think it's another pizza place now. But the stuff is around, and it's part of our tour.
Okay, so you took control of the stuff that was in Rockets.
We didn't, but they have there's a little Italy Niagara. They have a little Magadino Mafia Museum there. And it's on 19th Street, and it's only open, like, special times, but it's part of our tour.
Right, because they I remember at the time they had his suit on display, they had his shoes.
Yeah, well, they've got the shoes, they've got hats, they've got original photos, like, from the state troopers and stuff, and some other things, a desk and some things like that, and they're still collecting stuff along the way.
Right. Now,
Mike, what's one of the highlights of the tour?
When we drop a couple people off. That was supposed to be a joke. That was a bad one. Okay,
it's very subtle.
actually, it's like the first stop, the funeral home where the headquarters was. That's like one of the big things that everybody likes. But then there's other subtle things along the way where it's like, oh, I didn't know that was there, or, you know, I knew that, you know, I'd heard about that. There's a bunch of stuff. They're all buried up there. And one of the other things that most people don't know is Joe Valachi is buried in Niagara Falls.
He is?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, and that's, we don't go to his gravesite, but we drive past the cemetery and we point it out and tell about him and stuff.
Because he was a turncoat for the mafia, right?
Yep, he was the first big one back in 63.
Is that why you don't go past his gravesite? You're like, tuh.
No,
he did too much talking.
It's a little out of the way, but we do drive past the cemetery. But yeah, right. A lot of people don't know he's buried there.
You mentioned the funeral home because Magadino's owned a funeral home, right? That was their front, right?
Yeah, that was their whole thing. At,
how convenient
it was. He had the nickname of the Undertaker,
right?
So, and they had, you know, they had there was a saying that nobody will ever probably tell, but a thing called double boxing where they would get rid of an extra body that they had to in a special coffin.
Some coffins had more than one body inside.
Exactly.
And it wasn't a magic trick, or was it?
It might have been magic.
Mike is on with the Mob Tours, themobtours.com, where he takes you through Niagara Falls and shows you about, you know, some of the days when Stefano Magadino ran the mafia. And not only did he run the mafia, but he had his ties even into downstate in New York. He was a very powerful figure at one time, right?
Oh, definitely. It's believed he may have been the most powerful one. He had probably the biggest territory. Wasn't people-wise, like in New York City, it wasn't as big. But the territory, I mean, stretched down to Pennsylvania, Ohio, Ontario, up towards Montreal, most of New York other than New York City. So he was, and he was an original member of the National Commission, and he was the first or second longest reigning American mob boss.
Yeah, because he ran it up into his, like, until he was like 80 years old or something.
How did he live that long?
Yep, 82. He only had a couple of hits on his life, too, and actually they didn't even get close to him, so.
And how was that possible? How did he, you know, the Teflon Don? Yeah, I mean, why didn't they ever get to him, kill him? Why weren't they pissed?
I'm not sure. He was good. He insulated himself really well. He was out in the public, you know, he spent a lot of lunches at over on Pine Avenue and stuff. So people knew he was around, but apparently he must have kept things smooth enough that nobody wanted to take him out.
Did he have a favorite restaurant that's still open?
Yeah, the Como on Pine.
Oh, he went to the Como.
Yep.
All right.
He had a special table in the back, and somebody told me they had a special room in the basement for them that where they held their meetings.
No kidding. Have you ever been able to get down in the basement and look?
We haven't looked yet.
Right.
We'll go down there.
All right. Mike is on from themobtours.com. He takes you through Niagara Falls and shows you some of the famous mob moments. One of the interesting moments about Stefano Magadino was there was a meeting called downstate, and somebody ratted them out.
Oh, at the Appalachian meeting, right?
Yeah, right. The Appalachian meeting. And they went, and Stefano Magadino was one of the guys running through the woods. And he had the famous escape, right?
Well, it depends. Nobody knows for sure. I mean, one story says that he ran through the woods in his feet, you know, his bare feet, and one of them says that he just stayed in the house because they didn't have any just cause to go in the house, so a lot of the guys stayed there, and they didn't get them.
Oh, so that's in dispute as to whether he ran through the woods in his bare feet?
Yeah, I like that story.
Well, because, it inspired a Godfather scene. It inspired a Soprano scene where Tony's running through the woods.
Yeah.
You know, and in a way, that was a lot of it inspired by the story of Stefano Magadino, so I just wondered. I didn't know it was in dispute. That's a shame.
Yeah, well, a couple of his relatives were caught in the woods, though.
yeah, but he didn't. He didn't get caught.
No, he wasn't caught.
So. Wow, and he was never arrested, right?
Well, he was arrested 3 times total, but he really didn't spend any time in jail.
Right. Okay, so you go past a couple of his famous restaurant sites. You go past where he did business. Anything else you want to mention?
We'll go past a lot of good places. I mean, it's 90 minutes, so there's a lot of stuff going on. Past where he lived and some bombing sites. You know, we go from Prohibition up till he died in 74.
Right.
So we cover a lot of different things.
What, did any of the Prohibition bars survive in Niagara Falls?
You know, I'm trying to find that out. Somebody's coming out with a book on speakeasies and stuff, and it's supposed to be in there. So we're going to find out where they all are.
Okay.
All right. Well, so people can just go to the website, right? Themobtours.com, get all the information they need if they would like to take the tour and see all the sites.
Definitely.
All right, Mike, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
Very nice. You better be careful what he says. Or his little bus may find itself in an unfortunate accident. Huh.
What a great front, though, the funeral home.
Oh, I know it. you know, when you realize how powerful this guy was and he lived up in the falls, pretty creepy. Add to that, he wasn't a big guy. He was like, I think we went to Rockets at some point, right? Rockets Pizzeria?
I didn't go with you, no.
Okay. Rockets Pizzeria. It's a shame. I don't know if they're still making that Trisillo stuff. It's amazing. But you go there, you see this stuff nailed onto the wall, and you look at his shoes. Tiny shoes.
Yeah.
I doubt nobody walked up to him and said, "Hey, Stefano. Hey, midget feet. What do you think of that?" Oh. Ouch. I was teasing. It was a joke.
Here, this is a joke, too.
Ah! Revenge! Kill the guy with the midget feet.
You don't have to be a big frame if you've got the big power behind you.
Damn. Very powerful guy. Got a guy in line. Claims he has some more information about Stefano Magadino. 644-933-4644. Just a few minutes ago, we were talking to a guy who's running mob tours up in the falls. He'll take you on the bus. He'll drive you around. He'll show you the stuff that used to go on in the falls. Ken's on in Lewiston. Ken, Shred and Reagan Show. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Ken?
Hey, the house my parents live in now, it was the house my dad was born and raised in. And it's on the escarpment in Lewiston. And Stefano used to have a house up there. And my dad used to deliver newspapers for him growing up.
Right.
And he'd remember any time that when he went to the door up to collect or anything like that, that he'd always answer the door with a handgun in his belt.
No kidding.
Also, there was a rumor that there was a tunnel between his house, and it was either the next house down or two houses down. I think it was the daughter's house or something like that. It was one of the kids' houses, you know, in case if he had to escape.
That's funny.
Yeah, because he had the family living close by, and they actually at one time tried to make a hit on him, and they killed his sister because they blew up, they put a bomb in the wrong house.
Yeah, there are some stories, and I don't remember all the details. Like I said, this is years back that I was told all this, you know. But
I find that interesting, though, that these mob guys all kept it, you know, together, right? And there was I can completely believe there was a tunnel. Back in my hometown, the head of the mafia in my hometown or whatever, he lived on the corner. He had his one son live in the middle, and then his other son live at the end. He owned the whole block.
And there's probably tunnels.
I'll bet you there were tunnels. That's amazing.
I'm sure there was. There was other times that, you know, there was cops in the area before. And
yeah.
So, but like I said, I don't remember the details about all.
Was he a good tipper?
Probably best not to dig too deep, huh?
Yeah.
Was he a good tipper?
Pardon?
For your buddy, you know, when he used
for
to go to...
For your father.
Or for your father,
my
rather?
Father.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Okay. All right.
He was pretty good, as long as he kept his mouth shut.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Just deliver the papers, kids. Don't ask too many questions. All right, Ken, thanks for the call.
All right, guys, have a good one.
Kid, I need a few extras this week. We got a little cleanup.
By a few extras, I mean about 100. And how are you at digging holes? Mike is on a North Tonawanda. Mike, Shreddering and Show. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up?
What do you got, Mike?
Yeah, I grew up at the Magadinos when I was like 10 years old, and I used to hang around Chucky Magadino.
Yeah.
And I was in his father's house, Stefano's house, one time when there was about 8 or 10 guys in there playing poker and shit, and they all had guns.
Can't say the S word.
Fat cigars and stuff.
Right. Hold on. Just give us one second, Mike. Mike is telling us the story right now about how when he was a kid, he went into Magadino's house. He knew Magadino's kid, I guess.
And they just said,
Chucky, who's this little kid named Mike? What's he know? What's he saying? All right, Mike, so go ahead. So
we were in a funeral home, too.
Oh, were you?
Been there a few times.
Yeah. Mikey, what I remember, we're calling him Mikey now. Mikey, I remember hearing that Magadino had a very small house, but certainly not a house that you expect from a huge mob boss.
Yeah, exactly. It was in a regular neighborhood down around, I'm trying to think, around maybe 12th
right.
Street, somewhere in there.
Yeah, it was a very modest...
Down near the old phone company.
So this isn't the Lewiston house?
No.
Okay. No, this is the downtown house. Just a very modest house that he lived a modest life. I guess that makes sense.
Well, Mike, what were you telling us? You went in there playing poker.
Well, I'm not even Italian, but then they were always speaking in Italian and stuff. And I remember Chucky's grandmother used to get pissed at him, and she was right from Italy, and she used to unscrew the handle from the carpet sweeper and beat him with it.
that's
around the house, and he'd come and grab me, and he goes, "Let's get the hell out of here."
Grandma's on a tear.
Yeah, and when we were a kid, his brother, I'm trying to remember, his brother's name, he bit some kid's ear off.
Wow.
His brother was real famous for that in the falls. He bit somebody's ear off.
Wow. Bit somebody's ear off.
Yeah, so Chucky tried it on some idiot friend of ours one time. The guy let him. He didn't bite it off, but he guy's ear was bleeding really bad.
He left chew holes in his ear.
And he was afraid to do anything because he was a Magadino.
Right, you couldn't punch him in the face because he actually did know someone in the mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a little short shit.
Jesus. All right, thanks. Right. Thanks a lot for the call, Mikey. All right. Got to take a break. Still the grandma losing her mind. I kill you, Chucky. I hit you with your sweeper. All right. After 5 o'clock, if you missed it, Frank Clark was on with us today to tell us that there's movement in...